Today, I'm going to teach you the difference between sentences such as 오비나 çok eskidir and 오비나 çok eski. I see that many learners are experiencing difficulties to understand the use of this suffix. And most of the time, this suffix is introduced in the beginner level books, which in my opinion creates a real confusion. Because this is really a complicated topic. Today, I'm going to teach you when this suffix is used and what kind of meanings it brings to the sentences. And for this video, I'm going to show you the use of this suffix in nominal sentences. That means the predicate of the sentences in today's video will only be a nominal. They will not be a conjugated verb. First of all, let me start with the fundamentals. This suffix can appear in 8 different ways because of the harmony rules. So it could be dır, dir, dur, dür, tır, tir, tur, and tür. And nowadays, this suffix is mostly used in written or formal language, and it is not as common in everyday speech. In general, you will see that this suffix is mostly used with the third singular and third plural person, so o and onlar. But there are uses with all other persons. You will see some examples to those later in this video. In certain resources, this suffix is named as the simple present tense copula from the copulative verb, and in some resources, it is named as generalizing marker. In my opinion, what really matters is what it does. This suffix has two main functions. If I should say them with one word, they are generalizing and assumption. However, there are definitely other ways to use this suffix, and we will talk about them later in this video. So, let's begin with generalization. Take a look at this sentence. Filler çok büyüktür. Filler çok büyüktür. This means elephants are very big. In this sentence, the suffix gives the following meaning. All elephants are big. So this is a generalization. But when we form the sentence without the suffix, such as filler çok büyük, filler çok büyük, then we are talking about some specific elephants. Let's say you're reading an animal book with your child, and you see that the elephants are big in comparison to the other animals. Then you can easily say, filler çok büyük, filler çok büyük. With this sentence, what you mean is the elephants in that book. So there is no generalization. Another sentence. Çocuklar çok meraklıdır. Çocuklar çok meraklıdır. Which means children are very curious. Again, in this sentence, we are talking about a characteristic of all children. Therefore, we make a generalization and we use this suffix once again. However, as in the previous example, when we say çocuklar çok meraklı, çocuklar çok meraklı, then we are talking about some specific children. But even without adding the suffix, it is still possible to make generalization. It just depends on the context. Take a look at this sentence. Yasemin'in kokusu çok güzel. Yasemin'in kokusu çok güzel. This sentence can mean jasmine plants in general or one specific jasmine plant. Both of these are possible. However, when we use the suffix in the sentence, such as Yasemin'in kokusu çok güzeldir. Yasemin'in kokusu çok güzeldir. Then the suffix makes it clear that the sentence only refers to jasmine plants in general. I know, it's a little crazy, right? Well, as natives, it's really natural for us to use this suffix. But I definitely understand, sometimes it should be mind-blowing for the learners. Well, Let me go on then. In addition, this sentence can also mean, I assume the scent of jasmine is beautiful, depending on the context. Yes, this meaning is also possible. Having said that, let's talk a little bit about assumption. In Turkish, when we express assumption, expectation, guess, or speculation, we mostly use modal adverbials such as kesinlikle, herhalde, belki, umarım, inşallah, and so on. And this suffix appears once again in such sentences. Take a look. When we say hasta değilim, hasta değilim, this means I'm not sick. But when we want to say I hope I'm not sick, then the sentence goes this way. Umarım hasta değilimdir. Umarım hasta değilimdir. As you see, the suffix is used once again. Moreover, it is used for the first singular person, ben. Another example, yorgunsun, yorgunsun. This means you are tired. But if we want to form a sentence like, you came from a trip, you must be tired, then there's an assumption in this sentence. So, the way we form this sentence in Turkish is, seyahatten geldin, yorgunsundur. Seyahatten geldin, yorgunsundur. As you see, the suffix is there once again to express assumption. Well, definitely, this is not the literal translation of you must be tired. The literal translation of it should be like, I assume you're tired. Another example, Soner evde. Soner evde. This means Soner is at home. But when I say Soner evdedir, Soner evdedir, this will mean I don't know if he is at home or not. I assume that he is at home because maybe I know when he usually comes back home. So this is an assumption. Since we are talking about nominal sentences today, let's form an existential sentence this time. Ceyda'nın erkek arkadaşı var. Ceyda'nın erkek arkadaşı var. This means Ceyda has a boyfriend and the speaker knows it. Now let's attach the suffix. Ceyda'nın erkek arkadaşı vardır. Ceyda'nın erkek arkadaşı vardır. And this means I suppose or I think Ceyda has a boyfriend. So now the speaker doesn't know if Ceyda has a boyfriend or not. The assumption is involved. In addition, this suffix can also be used to express an idea, an opinion in a strong way. But even in such cases, there's a kind of general validity in the sentence. For example, sigara sağlığa zararlıdır. Sigara sağlığa zararlıdır. Hiçbir şey imkansız değildir. Hiçbir şey imkansız değildir. 2 kere 2, 4'tür. 2 kere 2, 4'tür. Before finishing this video, I would like to ask you, after everything you have learned today, can you tell me what is the difference between o bina çok eskidir and o bina çok eski? Write me in the comments. I think this is enough for today. As I said, this is a complicated topic, and I will need to cover this topic once again in more detail in the future. I hope you enjoyed this one. See you in the next videos.